Amen. I think as many of you know, some of us took a trip to Taiwan. We spent 10 days there, returning this last Thursday. Actually, it was the three of us with Brother Timothy Hung, and also Brother Benjamin Shen. Many of you know him from KPCC, from Camp Penuel. He is serving as the camp director there. So the five of us went. This was not a personal trip. This was not a trip to go to give or partake in a conference. This was really a kind of a blending trip, a blending of the church in New York with the church in Taipei. Well, you know, as our brother Bill just mentioned, the kind of banners that we have been speaking forth for the going on of the church here this year. The matter of blending. Amen. This is, we declared last year that 2017 would be a year of blending.
Amen.
And it has been so. It has been so. We had that big blending with brothers to review the elders training that was in April. Then many of the sisters here were involved with that big blending that we had with the sisters from from the North New England down through Virginia and even some other places. And of course, we had the biggest blending of all was the Memorial Day conference. And then we have this trip. Through the blending, not only is the body built together, but actually we draw from one another. Amen. The churches draw strength from one another. The groups draw strength when you have the blending of the small groups. And when we have fellowship, we draw from one another. Amen. Our enjoyment and strengths are to you and yours to ours. And in this view, it was felt in fellowship that as we're growing here, and I think many saints know now that the church in New York City is the largest church in the United States. And our expectation is that we would spread the Lord's testimony throughout this city more and more, multiplying meeting halls, multiplying districts, and that in the process we would grow. And right now we have about 1,000 who are in our meetings on the Lord's Day morning. And before us in North America, there's actually no other pattern. We are the largest. We're sort of pioneering this way. So in fellowship with some of the brothers and very much with Brother James's pushing, there was this feeling it would be good to go to a place like Taipei, who has this one point that, you know, they have 12,000 saints on the Lord's Day. 12,000 saints meeting regularly on the Lord's Day. That's their Lord's Day average. And within one month, because not everyone comes every week, but within 1 month, they have at least 15,000 up to 16,000 saints attending the Lord's Day meeting. And that's not something kind of in the air or a guessing. That's actual people, because they can tell you. They actually have an attendance record of all the saints in the meeting. They know who's missing. And they even have a kind of log that if anyone's missing the meeting 4 weeks in a row, they contact the saints in their small group, and they expect that you would visit these dear saints. And no one would slip through the cracks. We're very impressed by this, the properly aggressive attitude in shepherding and visitation.
Amen.
So they have 12,000 saints meeting regularly in 63 meeting halls spread throughout the city. But actually, the Lord's table is not in all the meeting halls. Some of the meeting halls have Lord's tables. Many of the meeting halls are in smaller districts and even in homes. Amen. And so this gives many, many saints the opportunity to function in a very, very regular and normal way. And I was very happy as the brothers chose the verses for us to read. This was the last verse that we read about the body, causing the growth of the body through the operation in the measure of each one part. And saints, there's a lot that we can learn from the example of the church there, how they have exercised to help many, many saints just to function in their capacity. Amen. You know, this matter of relevancy, this that we're emphasizing, actually we saw it displayed there in the saints. We not only visited Taipei, we also visited the cities of Kaohsiung and Taichung and New Taipei City. That's a big story in itself. I don't think we have time to get into that. But to see so many saints gathered, yet so many functioning, and we're not talking about just the meetings, although many function in the meetings, but even more so, functioning in the gospel preaching, functioning in the visitation of the new ones and of the saints. So there's the mutual shepherding in action week after week. And so, saints, you could imagine how this brings in a sweet feeling in the church life, that we don't forget anyone. We don't forget anyone. I would say, to our shame, it's easy for someone to miss a few meetings among us in any of the districts, and we may not notice until sometimes it's a little too late. We don't notice. We don't intend, because the meeting's so big. The meeting's so big, our heart is for everyone, but we don't know exactly. And sometimes when we notice someone's not here, we imagine or make up an excuse for them. They're probably with the children. They're probably serving. They might be away. Or maybe they went to that conference. And saints, that doesn't happen there. They know. And then there's the visitation. And I tell you, saints, what a encouragement this was. And I hope this can be an encouragement to all of us. And in the days ahead, we hope to fellowship with you some of the principles that principles we know, but to show how they have put them into practice. Amen. To bring the saints into function so that we can also benefit from the riches that they have received. Amen. and the blessings that they have received.
Amen.
Amen.
There was a lot of encouragement for us to go when I first, actually from Andrew Yu at the beginning, you brothers need to go there and learn how they take care of so many saints. I thought, I'm not going to go to Taipei for 10 days. How can I be away for that long? But I am so happy that the brothers didn't ask me, they just bought me an airline ticket and I went. And we don't have the time to tell you, but come over to my house, I'd like to tell you all the things. It really was eye-opening and very encouraging. You know, the brothers there are practicing the God-ordained way and to enable all the saints to function in many different small ways that we don't think about when we think of the God-ordained way, you know, to meet and to serve. But when Brother Lee went back to study this, he had, you know, I don't think we realized the depth of what he was thinking and how he was wanting to help the saints to function in so many ways. But when you get into the details of the way the saints are practicing there and the increase that they've seen, 11, 16% a year, you realize this way to meet and to serve works.
Amen.
It works. And it doesn't just work someplace and not work other places. If we will practice it, it works.
Amen.
And it really helps the saints to find their niche in the church life, to be relevant in the church life. Even from the youngest to the junior high, through the college saints, to the young adults, to the elderly saints, every one of us has a function.
Amen.
We know this. We've seen this. We speak this to each other, yet somehow we don't all find our function so easily. So this is a very helpful practice. And one thing that touched me when we were visiting the brothers in the different localities was that I felt this helped me a lot, that we need a change in our concept. I have a concept about this. I have a concept about that. I have a concept about the God-ordained way. I have a concept about preaching the gospel. I have a lot of concepts, but we need to change our concept. And these three phrases really helped me. We need to change our concept from meetings to people. We're very good at having meetings, but we're not so good of taking care of people. And when the, you know, when people, the brothers ask us, how was the meeting? Oh, the meeting was great. But nobody asks, how is this person? How is that person? We need to have a change in our concept. We need church meetings. Of course, the church meetings are crucial. But we need to focus on people. And even this little thought of somebody's not here for a month, we should go visit them. That's to focus on people. Who's been missing? Why are they missing? We should contact them. And I feel in the church here, you know, people get saved all the time in New York. Since I've come in these 39 years, people are getting saved. But we don't go out to visit them after they're saved that well. We don't shepherd them that well because we're still thinking, I'm afraid my concept is meetings. Bring them to the meetings, but not people. The second thing is change of concept from large to small. If you really want to get something done, you want to be able to take care of the saints, if you have a small group that you're burdened for and that you're caring for, it's much easier to care for them that way, and it's much easier for you to shepherd them that way. You know, now we have, it's been pointed out of these 34 brothers that are now being brought into the responsibility in the church here. And we have about 1,000 on the Lord's Day. If we 34 brothers would just concentrate on 30 people each, then 1,000 people would be shepherded every couple of weeks if we contact them. It's if you think small. But my concept has always been, I can't shepherd everybody. There's too many people here. And you know, I met somebody a few weeks ago. I tried to come early to meet some of the saints here. I met a sister here. And, you know, I'd never seen her before. I didn't know her. I didn't know her name. So I introduced myself and met her and asked her how long she's been meeting with the church here. And she said, 2.5 years. I was ashamed, really exposed, that we're just not, it's, you know, but if we break it down, if it's not just the big meeting, we break it down to the small groups, we break it down to the smaller little, you know, twos and threes or whatever, we can take care of everybody. We just have to change our concept. And the last change is from come to go. From come to go. We're very good at inviting people to come, but we're not so exercised to go and contact them and visit them. So in a lot of areas, this is very, very, we can apply this to so many areas of the church life here. And to all, you know, all the things we have. And one last thing that, you know, related to the God-ordained way, I think we all know it's related to, you know, begetting people, that's preaching the gospel, nurturing them, that's shepherding them in the homes, going to their homes to feed them, then perfecting them in the small groups, and building up of the church by the prophesying in the church meetings. These four things are very familiar to us. But I never understood the perfecting and how to perfect in the small groups. I have a small group meeting I go to every week when I'm here, but I just don't know how to perfect. But they practice a perfecting in many, many different ways. Saints sign up for perfecting meetings during the week, like on a Thursday morning. And then we're thinking, who's going to come on Thursday morning? Well, many of us are retired. Many of us don't, you know, they're stay-at-home mothers. Some of the students have weeks and time off during the summer. If you would open up a time to have some perfecting training on a Thursday morning or a Wednesday morning, some people could sign up and register and come. For the working saints, on a Saturday they could come. They find a way to have some kind of perfecting for all the age groups and different elements of the church life, and then the saints sign up, they register, and for, you know, I don't know, 6 weeks or 7 weeks, they have a little time to perfect them in different areas of the church life, and you can see the benefit of this. You know, for example, going out and preaching the gospel, we found out when we were there, not all the saints go out, not all the saints, maybe 20% of the saints go out an hour a week or 2 hours a week to visit people and preach the gospel. But listen, if you have even 10 saints going out, even 10% of the saints going out, that really changes the church life. And that affects the church life. And that will cause the increase of the church year by year by year with just a small number. And some have the burden to do that. We need to open the opportunities for them and give them the way to function according to their measure, Amen. To find their relevancy in the church life. Amen. So I hope we can have more fellowship about this in the future, but we don't want to take too much time this morning.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Everything we've seen is objective to us. Only when we see, when we experience, is subjective. And being here for almost 3 years now, a lot of things are changing. So the Lord is doing wonderful things in New York City. And this time, the five of us, of course, four of us from the church in New York City, and Brother Ben was a chaperone, sort of, to us, and taking very good care of us. Through the trip, the brothers in Taiwan literally opened all their closets, all their treasure troves to us. I mean, from every corner, every level, every part of the church life, all their administration, all their coordinations, everything was opened up to us. Brothers and sisters, I've been to Taiwan so many times, but this is the first time to me too, to see all the way through so many different aspects. So brothers mentioned some of them very practical points in the church life. But in the near future, even the administration of the church will be modernized. In a sense, it will be modernized. So everything we saw, everything we have seen in Taiwan, really nothing new, objectively. But subjectively, they are all so awesome. Just awing to us, really opening up our eyes. Praise the Lord. We believe this trip will be another historical step for the church in New York City. And so I'm not going to add much more. I want to do a couple of more practical things. Of course, pray for us. We do pray. In November, we're going to have another group of younger brothers to go visit Taiwan and do the same thing. And next year, February 16th to 18th, will be the 2018 International Chinese Speaking Conference. It's another opportunity to blend with all the churches, all the saints in the world. So they are expecting 7,000 saints from outside Taiwan to blend in Taiwan. So the conference probably going to be 30,000 saints. So when you saw the WCC, that's a little over 3,000. So it'll be 10 times that number of saints gonna be on a flat floor. Just imagine, 30,000 saints on a flat floor. And I was there more than 2 years ago in that same exhibition hall. And 400 some young people that day, I was one of them charging them to wipe every chair. 25,000 chairs, clean up every chair. They clean up, I touch the back of the chair, so it's still dirty. One more time. 3 more hours for the 400 and some young people, wipe the chair, the back of the chair. Imagine, it's the massive coordination. Saints, church in New York City has that potential. We brothers mentioned, we visited Taipei, New Taipei City, and Kaohsiung. New York City, the population equals the total of those three cities. Those are three cities. So our potential, brothers and sisters, is tremendous. The Lord will bless the church in New York City. So hope you can pray for at least the February. We hope we'll go there with a group of saints from New Jersey and New York. The brothers can give us 4 buses. Because imagine 7,000 saints from outside of Taiwan, including local ones. We're probably gonna draft all the tour buses in Taiwan. 700-800 tour buses for that conference. So probably gonna exhaust all the tour buses in Taiwan. So please let us know if you wanna go. We give it to you, brothers. Let the saints, Israel, where's Israel? They're serving, okay. We may let the brothers know if you want to go. We hope we can go there 1 week in advance so we can visit and tour the churches in Taiwan and also some sightseeing for the whole island of Taiwan. So February 16th to 18th is the conference, but we hope we can leave New York on the 10th or 11th. So let us know. Let's go together. We do pray New York and New Jersey, we can have 200 saints. Don't worry about your language, okay? They speak all kinds of languages, okay? So English, Spanish, Korean, no problem. And let's just go together, okay? Praise the Lord. Amen. And what else I want to say? I want to ask one more thing, follow his what he mentioned. How many of you, if we do have a perfecting training on Thursday morning, let's say from 8:30 to 12:30, how many of you are retired or can ask a half day off and can do anything to separate, sanctify that Thursday morning? Raise up your hand. I want to see a show of hands. Whoa, quite a few. Praise the Lord. It's done. Because the saints in New Jersey, yesterday I was having some fellowship with them. Many of them are willing to be perfected, taking half a day or sometimes some evenings want to do it too. In the past few years, we've been doing a lot with the Chinese-speaking saints, but we want to do it with all the saints. So praise the Lord. So we will pray more, and hopefully after maybe July, we can start some perfecting training, and some may be long, some may be short, but we're gonna have terms, okay? Not unending training, but we will have terms. Praise the Lord. Pray for this, okay? Amen. Want Brother Ed to strengthen some of the burdens.
Amen. I would just like to, hopefully, briefly, because it's getting late. But I don't know how you feel about this. Oh, Taiwan, oh, Chinese, oh, why do we have to be copycats? I don't know if you realize what is the present situation. Maybe I'll give you a little history so you can understand. In 1973, well, no, before that, we have been studying Watchman Nee concerning the church. Amen. On Saturday mornings. And we realized every church is autonomous. And it was even mentioned when something is decided by a church, that's the Supreme Court. The other side of that is, don't touch me, don't come near. No, no, we are an independent church. Well, just to give you a little background, in 1973, we brothers realized the church in New York City was isolated, did not have fellowship. We realized this was wrong. But we had a group of saints who liked it that way. And we brothers realized we need to change the practice. It's really the practice that can be the problem. However, if we don't change correctly, strongly, the church is going to divide. Terrible. So what did we do? Brother Eugene Gruler and myself, we went to the church in Los Angeles. Oh, the church in Los Angeles is the mother church? No. But we realized the practices that we're doing concerning calling on the Lord, concerning prayer reading, was working. So we brothers went there, and we asked Brother Lee, please send some brothers over. So some brothers came over, and we really enjoyed the change of practice. Amen. Eventually, very few left the church. That was such a blessing. Well, please think, until we got the meeting hall in Manhattan, we had one meeting hall since January 5th, 1958, right? To 2003, one meeting hall. What about now? We sold the meeting hall in Manhattan. What happened? Now we will have two districts. The Lord is going ahead of us. So we really need to know. We need to find out. We need to get the help how we can grow. We're talking about expanding. We're talking about enlarging. But how? I really appreciate think small.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.